Great to have you here on this South Shore's Morning News on this Tuesday. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. As promised, it's time now for our Paws and Claws segment. We talk about the pet and animal world, and we do it every Tuesday at this time, sponsored by our good friends at the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. All right, well, joining us, as promised, our special guest, Lorelei DeVolio. She joins us now from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Lorelei, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming and joining us for Paws and Claws, a first-time guest, so we're excited to have you on the program today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce you to the audience. You'll be joining us as part of our great rotation of experts.
Amazing. Thank you. So I come to you from Cape Cod Vet Specialist, where I am the Assistant Director of Nursing. I work primarily at our dentist location. And one of the things that I have done for the last 25 years is specialize. I'm a vet tech specialist in clinical practice and exotic animal medicine. So I've worked for 25 years exclusively with exotic animals. And we've just started a new service at Cape Cod Vet Specialist where we have the amazing Dr. Kara Berg, and we specialize in exotic animals there now. So it's a wonderful new service that we're bringing to the Cape and the South Shore, and we're super excited about it.
Ooh, well, wonderful. And I know one of the things you wanted to touch upon had to do with birds for this month's segment, right?
Absolutely. Birds are my passion for sure. And this time of year, one of the things I love to talk to clients about is the fact that birds, especially if they are females, or I should say only if they're females, they can lay eggs, even if there is no male present, kind of like a chicken, they can lay unfertilized eggs. And this is actually really potentially dangerous for them and harmful because a lot of these birds aren't prepared nutritionally, and they can have trouble and get into a lot of physiologic distress if they're laying eggs. this time of year, we see the daylight start to just really subtly expand a little bit. The days are a little bit longer. Birds are really, really sensitive to this photoperiod change. It's like a trigger, and they just start getting hormonally kind of crazy. Their behaviors change. They start looking for nest places, and they become a little bit more amorous. And this can lead to, like I said, egg laying, which can cause some physical problems for them.
Physical problems. Okay, I would think the egg laying would be a natural type of process then.
Yeah, you know, you'd hope, and in some cases it is. But unfortunately, in captivity, a lot of birds don't have the nutrition that they need in order to be able to shell eggs properly. They also don't tend to have the exercise that they need to be able to have the muscle structure to lay the eggs properly. So we see a lot of what we call egg binding, where these birds, their bodies are generating eggs, but they don't have the ability to lay them, or the shells are soft, so they don't go through the, you know, process in a way that makes it, you know, layable for them. So it can be really harmful and sometimes even deadly for these birds.
Okay. So what advice or what can people do in order to make sure that their birds stay as healthy as possible?
Well, the most important thing to start with would be to feed your birds a diet that is nutritionally balanced, like a pelleted or formulated diet. The seed mix diets are really not nutritious, especially when we're talking about calcium. It's just really non-existent in the seed mix diets that most people feed their birds. Oh. Additionally, this time of year, we really need to keep our birds dark and covered for a good 12 to even 14 hours a night. We want to kind of trick them into thinking the days aren't as long as they are. And then lastly, we need to make sure we're not giving them nest boxes. We're not giving them a lot of physical attention. You know, a lot of us with birds who love to cuddle and scratch and stroke our birds, that can be perceived as something more than just petting, so to speak, and it can stimulate them to start to lay eggs. So we need to kind of keep our distance from birds and keep them away from bright sun.
Okay, so that's good advice. So again, you're saying a lot of this is dietary, right?
Oh yes, yeah.
Okay, well, we want to keep our birds in great health, and obviously, you mentioned that's your passion. So I guess my next question would be to ask, How many birds do you currently have, Lorelei? I've heard from some people, you know, that are passionate. They have sometimes several at some point in their life.
Yeah. Well, if I had my way, I would have several. I have three parrots. They're all rescues. And I'm not a huge advocate for buying parrots in pet stores. I believe in rescue because there are so many rescue organizations that are inundated with birds that need homes. Mm-hmm. So the three parrots I have a conure, an Amazon, and a macaw, so three pretty large birds. They've all been rescued for various reasons, and they live, you know, hopefully a pretty comfortable life with me.
Well, that's awesome. Great. Well, yeah. Anything else that we didn't cover? I mean, those are some great tips to kind of get us started. And I know on the second Tuesday of every month, we'll be having you folks on from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist to get into different topics. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And I just urge people to reach out if they have questions. You can always reach out to us at Cape Cod Vet Specialists. We believe in annual visits for all animals, not just dogs and cats, but birds and guinea pigs and hamsters and all these little animals that can really benefit from our knowledge. You know, our goal is to really help these guys live the best quality and longest lives that they can in your care.
Checkups for everyone. Okay, that's some good advice. Yeah, and probably some humans are guilty of needing a checkup. So, all right.
I was totally just going to say that.
It happens. Listen, I've been guilty of that too for times. Okay. Yeah. Lorelei DeVolio with us today, Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist. Lorelei, thank you so much for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's our Paws and Claws segment on WATD.